Accession number 712, Mrs. Dooley, reel one.
Now, Mrs. Dooley, you told me that you left school before the war,
Oh,
about
yes.
1910, would that
I
be?
was 13.
What did you do after you left school?
Oh, my mistress wouldn't have me till I was 14. So I just messed about. I used to mind a baby one Saturday morning for 8 in the morning. A little of the dark music, a friend of ours. He used to give me a halfpenny.
Once a week.
Saturday morning, I was to talk to the pupils. So.
But your work was in the dressmaking business, wasn't
Yes,
it?
at 14 I started on a month's approbation. So I was a bone dressmaker, she said.
Why did you become a dressmaker?
Well, I was always sewing and I was always.
Why did you become a dressmaker?
Well, I was always top of the standard at school, top of the school for sewing, needlework. But I was too young to take the prizes from the top standards, if you can understand. 7 and 6, just a little church town school it was in those days. And I was always top for needlework. I don't know, I was always sewing. My friend and I used to have dolls half days, have mother's shed window and display. I was always sewing, yeah.
And where did you go to start your
In
apprenticeship?
Nuneaton.
That's where you lived, isn't it?
No, I lived at Stockingford, nearly 3 miles out. I used to have to cycle, or if my cycle went wrong, I had to run and walk. Because there were no buses.
Were you an apprentice in a shop, a
No, private
factory?
house. She used to work for all the big doctors and everybody in those days, that were anything in those days.
And what sort of work were you doing as an apprentice?
Oh, I learned from the very beginning, right up,
What does that mean?
First thing I did was pocket making. And then my mother had a hand machine, sewing machine. Well, I had to learn to do the treadle. And of course, you always come back with your treadle when you first start. I don't know whether you've experienced, I don't suppose you have. Well, then I had the needle right through there, come out there.
A needle right through your finger.
Yes, when you're messing with your cotton. This is in the first instance. And I said, oh, you know how to machine now. You always have to do something like that before you really,
How long did your training last?
2 years. 6 pence a week, 12 hours a day, 8 in the morning till 8 at night. Half a steak till 7 in the winter. We had an hour for dinner and half an hour for tea. We had to have tea in the workroom.
What did your training consist of? Did they leave you on your own, or was there someone always
Well,
watching you
no,
and helping you?
we had three. It was an improver and then the first hand and then my mistress. She was a maiden lady. And then I worked up, you see, to head of the workroom for 5 years.
How many of you were there in the workroom?
Oh, nearly the four of us, the mistress. And of course, the apprentice always had to clean the workroom up, you see, in the morning.
What did that involve?
Oh, well, you used to cut out and let your stuff drop, you see. You didn't pick them up like I did. And then I had to answer the door to all the ladies for interviews and orders, take them out. And after I was apprentice, she kept me on that too, because they all said I was so pleasant, she wouldn't. I said, well, that wasn't my work after I finished apprenticeship, you see.
But what was your training like? You said the first thing you had to do was make pockets. How did you know how to make pockets?
Well, I had to cut them out and they had to show me, you see, because they were big flat pockets put inside the seam, Not the skirts now. They were lined, to the floor and then we had to put brush braid on. Have you ever seen any of that? Like a little brush on a braid and it had to be on the edge. We had to put canvas, cut it on the cross in those days, about that depth.
What, 2 inches?
Three. And then tack it into the hem. And then attach the lining to it, and then this little brush braid to save the wear of the skirts, because they were floor length, those, old black ones. Just a bit of webbing belt, not turnover, just. Oh, yes. And the bodices with the hooks and eyes,
What sort of material did you use? What sort of fabric?
Oh, mostly gabardines, cashmere. Didn't have any of these synthetics, you know.
How long did you have to make pockets before you went to the next stage of your training?
Oh, I don't know. I used to observe. That's what my mistress liked me for, because I was always observant. If I was writing, I was always watching. And of course, I put hundreds of braid by hand, you know, on long coats. I used to do it that depth in the sleeve, big bell sleeve. And I didn't have a design, a transfer. I used to do it out of my head. When she kept me on that, I had a septic toe and couldn't go to work. She brought me some of them to do. I just do it, you know, all by hand, and thousands of beads.
What sort of clothes were you making?
Oh, everything, long coats. While I was working, you mean, for myself, I used to make boys' suits, boys' overcoats, everything.
No, I mean while you were apprentice.
Oh, dresses, beautiful. And we used to cut them out on the model. Not patterns in those days. We've got a big old model, you know, my mistress had. And it was padded, you know, all padded in those days. You wouldn't remember. And we used to have an old camisole, like a woolly one. And we used to push newspapers all over it to make it the size, you see, and measure the bust, you know.
To make it the same size as the woman?
The people, their measurement. You didn't go by measurements and run them up. You made them in those days.
When a woman came to buy a dress, then...
No, she never came to buy one. We always made.
Yes, when she wanted a dress,
materials.
She would then discuss the style with...
Oh, yes, with my mistress.
With your mistress.
Not with me.
And then your mistress would tell
she
you
She used to
what...
do the fittings, too.
So then how would you know what to sew?
Oh, I don't know, it just came naturally to me. No, I was very, very gifted for sewing. And I've done some beautiful, haven't I, dear? No.
Had your mother also been a dressmaker?
No, no. My mother's people, my mother and father were bakers, and she used to go round with the bread in her young days. That gravelly always spaghetti junction is now. She was an only child. It didn't run in the family, sewing. Down in a
Pardon?
Dressing gown, mother had a very bad operation. And she came down to pay them for that in her dressing gown because they had to have it at home in those. She had a false conception of life. She lay between life and death 3 weeks. Used to have to stop the bus outside Lake Beach, you know, for there was a bump. I nursed her through that, and the colliery manager's wife and the doctor.
And when,
were big friends.
When was this?
Oh, when I was 14.
And that's when you got this sewing machine that you
yes,
still have?
Yes, so now I wouldn't swap it now. All I've had is a new shuttle winder, new belt. I had it over all at once, but I do it myself.
Why do you like a treadle machine?
Oh, I like the machine, it knows me, and I know that. Yes.
Do you remember how much it cost?
Oh, I don't. No, I can't remember that day. But she came down and paid it, I know, while she was waiting, and just the clock struck 12, the doctors came to operate.
But if you were sewing at work as a dressmaker, why did you need another machine for home?
Well, my mother had a hand one, you know. Oh, well, I had that for when I used to make my dress at home, you know, when I... Oh, we used to put a lot of trim, little ducks and lace let in, you know, in the dresses in those days. And underclothing, used to make some lovely camisoles, you know, and things. Underclothes in those days. I used a lot of that lace, too. I did it, came backwards and went through my finger. Pedal back instead of going that way, didn't she, you? If it comes backwards, because you've got electric. I wouldn't make electric. You'll learn in time, and you come back with it instead of going that way.
I just used to flip the wheel towards me and start
that. You turn your wheel, don't you? Like I do there. Of course, mine's ready. Of course, I had an accident, fell off the slack steps, you know, up here, and broke a piece off mine.
How many days a week did you work?
Oh, six. Half day on Saturday. That's all.
And what did you like to do in your spare time on Saturday afternoon?
I used to make my own clothes.
Did you like dressing up in good clothes?
Oh, yes. My mother was always very dainty. And hats. I'm noted for hats. And dive.
Did you make your own hats as well?
No, I couldn't make a hat. If I put a bow on, I'd never wear it. No.
How long did you only earn sixpence a week?
Oh, 2 years.
Was there any way you could earn extra money by doing work?
No, didn't have time to do any 8 to 8, 12 hours a day. You didn't want any when you tried to make your own clothes too.
And then what did you earn?
4 after that, and then 5, and when I was first down 10. I was head of the workroom at 10
4
shillings. 4, 5 and 10. 4 when I was improved, but 5 when I was second hand, like, and top hand I was 10 shillings.
What
that
does
was a lot of money in those days.
Yes.
And I used to buy it near the sweets. Good. I had £100 then when I married. I had a good mother and father, mind.
What does an improver do?
Oh, well, you get on then, you see, on to bigger things, bigger work, you see.
Well, like what? How is the work
making,
different from that of an apprentice?
Clothes and, oh, well, you sort of learn it, you see, when you're an apprentice, and then you have to go through every detail, you see. Learn how to do everything, cut out, and fix on the model, you know, measurements, and pad the busts all up, and, oh, yes, it was very interesting work. I was always very fond of it. Must have been, else I couldn't have done it. Because she didn't want to lose me when I had to leave. My mother was ill, so I had to leave, you see. Look after father and my brothers. I had 2 brothers. The youngest brother was called up in the war.
You were working at... as a dressmaker in 1914,
yes, in my own time.
When you were 18.
Mm.
Do you remember the declaration of war?
Yes, I do. 11 o'clock, I was cleaning my workroom up to start. And after 11, all the hunters went and peace was signed. I told you about the lady cousin, didn't I?
That was the armistice day.
Yes, on the Monday, 11th. It was a beautiful day. Everybody went mad.
What about when the war began? What were you doing then?
Well, I was dressmaking, wasn't I? 14, 18, I did 5 years, I should be 19 when I left.
Did you know the First World War was coming?
Yes, yes.
How did you know?
Well, it was rumoured, you see. And that's it, it was Prime Minister, was it Asquith? It was, wasn't it? There was a big garden, Conservative garden party at Himley Hall once when Baldwin was made. He came up with a speaker. Baldwin was made Prime Minister that day. And of course, the Duke and Duchess of Kent spent their honeymoon there, you know, Himley Hall. Mm. Oh, yes, it was dead on 11, all the bit hooters went.
Since you knew that the First World War was coming, what did you think was going to happen?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't realise it, of course, in those days. Not like this one. No, I know all the young boys had to go, because I told you I was flirty. They took them all from us. Oh, and another thing I didn't tell you, we had 2 VCs in Nuneaton, you know, Victoria Cross.
Really?
In the First War, yes. Captain Knox was one. And the other, they were mullet people. And he was an ordinary working boy, the other. And we had the band and everything in Riversley Park in the night. And all went to see them presented.
Were they people that you had known?
Yes. Not individually known, you know, just known. Nothing definite to speak to or anything.
You told me that during the First World War, some soldiers were billeted with your family.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Well, they had to have them. They came round to see. You see, they brought them from India. I told you, the Royal Fusiliers. And people had sort of got to have them if they'd got, because we'd got a four-bedroom house, so we had to have two.